Yes, hello.
Hi, this is Jack, Don. Just one
hello,
second.
Jack.
How are you feeling, my friend?
I'm fine. I thought you were in Washington.
We just landed here. We're in Austin now.
Oh, are you?
Just a minute, Don. Here's the president.
All right.
Hello?
Yes, Mr. President.
Don, I got to think about that answer. That fella coming over here. I think a leader of a great country that they're concerned with as much as they are with us, we ought to have some leadership to give them when they come and ask for it.
Yeah.
And apparently my people can see nothing except they're ultimately going to this.
Yeah.
They think that, that any one of the larger countries can veto it, the billion they want to draw down.
Yes.
That it would take all they were entitled to, all their limit, and they don't know what would happen with it pretty quick. And they just think that in time, they'll have to pretty soon go to it. Now, if they do, we would have to, I assume.
Yes.
And then I'm on my downward way.
Yes.
I just thought I'd better ask you to get that ingenuity of yours operating. And
well, there's one thing that they can do, Mr. President. It's very tough medicine. And, of course, they'd be most reluctant to do it. They have very large holdings of foreign securities, including holdings of securities in the United States. Now, during the war, that is when they got into the Second World War and before we were in, the British Treasury mobilized all the foreign securities, and they took them over as government holdings, and they were able to use those government holdings either for purposes of collateral or for sale. And of course, that those securities, if liquidated, naturally result in cutting down on their foreign investments and therefore on their income from foreign investments. But the capital value is so many times greater than the income that if they're in this very tough situation and they really mean business about maintaining the value of the pound, the step that remains for them is realization on some of the long-term foreign assets. Now, I'm sure that this would be a very tough step for them to take, but thinking in terms of available alternatives, this is certainly one thing that I would believe ought to be explored.
Wonder if it wouldn't be indicated that Secretary of Treasury and Chairman of the Federal Reserve and Chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors, three or four of my better people ought to get together and try to explore every conceivable alternative so when he gets here, in response to his questions without dictating anything, they can raise these questions.
Yeah, they're the right people.
Well, do you know enough about it to meet with them and be helpful, you think?
Oh, I think you're better just to use your own government people. The presence of an outsider, I think, would probably not sit well with them. It would convey the impression that...
Lack of confidence?
A lack of confidence, yes.
I think you've got good people. Did Dillon call you?
He called me. I had a long talk with him and a very good talk, and we were in complete agreement that the thing to do is to... ensure to the fullest possible extent that the Federal Reserve Board here did not act prematurely, that they still had plenty of time to wait and see, and that that's what they ought to do, that they shouldn't be stampeded into taking this action, which would have, in my opinion, just about the worst possible repercussions for the domestic economy here. But I think if you had these three groups together, they're the... Certainly, you ought to be the best qualified people in the government.
I think
you're entirely well qualified to deal with it.
Have you talked to Berger?
Yes, I have talked with him. He's going to send me a biographical sketch.
Does he have any particular interest?
No, he didn't express any. He had a nice talk with the man who visited him, and there's no difficulty.
That damn fella's interview today was hell, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was murder.
You reckon some of those commission members have to come back and answer him now, and you're liable to have a spat going.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate always.
This third quarter doesn't look very good.
The third quarter, that is on the balance of payments?
Oh, the profits, and, well, October was a bad month on the balance of payments, always is.
Yeah.
$800 million. But the profits and the employment and strike situation, all of it cost us. And this next fourth quarter may not be too good.
Well, certainly the strike affected the third quarter. I don't think there are any real signs of being over the hill yet.
We got some disturbing signals. This damned auto strike hadn't wound up yet. The railroad strike is a potential, and a longshoreman strike, and that steel strike coming up.
Well, of course, if any of those things, or more than one of them, eventuated, it would be very hurtful. That's another reason why anything that would be done in the monetary field that would have the effect of choking off activities that otherwise would take place at this time, in my opinion, would just be murder. And Dillon agrees with that. I think he's in that corner all the way.
I know it, but he's not the one that's got the fuzzy balls.
What is that, sir?
He's not the one that's got the fuzzy balls. He hasn't got that power. That's Bill Martin.
Yes, well, but...
He's pretty rough. I mean, I've talked to him a time or two before, awful strong, and he kind of went along, but he likes to listen to these commercial bankers or something.
Yes, too much, I think.
Well, I do, too. What the hell can you do about it?
Well, I believe that you're entitled to get from any member of the administration, including the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board and the members, action that's consistent with your domestic policies. And I think that he should realize that. And certainly when you have the Secretary of the Treasury in that same corner as, in my opinion, you have 100% with Dillon, I think that it's arrogating quite a bit to have Martin take a contrary position. If indeed he does, he may not.
No. Okay, I just want to talk to you, and I'll be back in touch with you. I'm gonna harass you until you get on down there.
All right, sir.
You save the government a lot of money and save yourself a lot of taxes and save telephone bills if you just come on.
I understand that.
Goodbye.
Right.